I want you to want me.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, January 5th, 2024. 9.06 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. Doing great. How about you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm on the mend, I think. So, getting over a little cold. But, yeah, doing good. And, again, glad you joined us for another edition of the show. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including news out of the Navajo Nation, where members of the Navajo Nation Council approved legislation to override a presidential veto by President Boo Nigrin of a resolution allowing for virtual attendance at chapter meetings. Legislation sponsor, Council Delegate Vince James, said that the legislation does not mandate that chapters allow virtual attendance. Said, quote, it gives each chapter the right to choose whether or not they will allow virtual attendance and adopt their own virtual meeting policies. He said the intent is to provide chapters with an additional resource to address issues like meeting quorum, meeting attendance, and community engagement. During the 2023 fall council session, members of the Navajo Nation Council passed that resolution allowing for virtual attendance at chapter meetings. On November 3rd, President Nigrin vetoed the resolution and in a memorandum cited concerns over personal presence, virtual verification of chapter membership for voting, and a lack of community engagement. The president's concerns were addressed by the fall council session, where council members debated the pros and cons of the resolution. Many delegates cited circumstances of chapters not establishing quorum as a hindrance in attending to business. James said, again, the sponsor of the legislation, saying allowing virtual attendance at chapter meetings is beneficial to establish quorums, which allows chapter business to keep moving forward. He said, I believe it promotes community involvement in government at the chapter level. That passed with 16 in favor and 3 opposed to move forward to that winter council session agenda. So kind of an interesting back and forth there on the Navajo Nation.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, I mean, obviously, virtual attendance was important for the last 4 years. And
yeah, yeah, with COVID, you know, it's something.
People get used to it, and all of a sudden people aren't attending meetings in person. I don't know. Interesting, intriguing idea.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and again, like so much of the Red Rock area, there's great vast swaths of land, you know, in between, you know, people's homes and meeting places. And at times, you know, they can't make it or they've got other business to attend to. There's something really nice. I mean, it's something in the business world that's been done a long time, you know, as people doing virtual meetings, you know, with their office, you know, in LA and they're headquartered in Boston and someone working
and they're
in
living
Salt
in
Lake.
The Red Rock country too.
Yeah.
It's,
you know,
it's really transformed our communities to a certain extent.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, again, this is something that's happened in the business world for some time. Again, there's concerns in the governmental world, like, you know, as outlined of, you know, verification of people and voting. But anyways, it's really interesting and interesting debate happening on the Navajo Nation and settled by the council that the chapters can set their own rules. Again, that's something else that was, again, mentioned. It's not something that's
required. Yeah, it's not saying no, it's just at the council, at the
chapter
level.
Yep, chapter
level. Interesting.
Chapters can decide whether they want to do virtual attendance or not for officials to those meetings. So, yeah, very interesting indeed. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, a report by Bailey Duran out of the Cortez Journal of a search and rescue operation locating missing hikers on the Bear Creek Trail near Dolores. Tuesday morning, a crew, including 8 Montezuma County Search and Rescue members, Dolores Canine Search and Rescue, located 2 hikers from El Paso, Texas, who had gone missing on Bear Creek Trail Monday afternoon. Montezuma County Public Information Officer shared that the team didn't have high hopes when they set off in search of the two who were in the area celebrating their anniversary. According to that PIO, public information officer, the couple had researched the trail on Google, finding inaccurate information about the nature of the trail and the length of the time it would take them to complete the hike. Thinking it would only take 2.5 hours, they set off Monday afternoon, believing the hike was a loop that would take them back to where they started. After a few hours of navigating a different trail than anticipated, they realized they were in trouble. They searched for shelter and found a dry spot to stay for the night when temperatures dipped to 5 degrees. A tip from a concerned family member in Texas, and the search and rescue team set out in search of the couple, tracking their footprints from their vehicle parked at the trailhead. The couple was found by the crew 7 miles up the trail, and the urgent care helicopter landed about a mile from their location and flew them to Mercy Hospital in Durango. The one of the couple members was treated for in the hospital for mild frostbite, and rescuers helped the other member warm up in her vehicle before driving herself to the hospital. So, kind of a wild story there, and they're happy to have a good ending to that story.
Yeah, and boy, there's so much local expertise and options. If you're going to go hiking, check in at a visitor center. If you rely entirely upon that phone in your hand. Several years ago, a couple of travelers tried to, their Google Maps sent them through Dead Man's Canyon out in the middle of nowhere in San Juan County. They're going from Farmington up into Utah, and oh, here's a shortcut. And it was almost a well-named canyon. Yeah. You can get in trouble real quick if you rely on algorithms that were developed far away and don't know the reality on the ground, so... Be careful out there.
Absolutely.
Check someone who knows.
Absolutely.
Chat GPT may not be the one.
It might not. Well, very good. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be back. Just a quick word from a sponsor. Did you know the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. We'll be right back.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
It's the Big Ace Hardware Rapid and Red event going on now through Christmas at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Get 20% off LED celebration light sets. Save up to $200 on Traeger and Weber grills. And Ace Reward members get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Plus, load up on stocking stuffers with great deals on Yeti drinkware, toys, and DeWalt Craftsman and Milwaukee Power Tools and Accessories. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys at the Rapid and Red event now through Christmas at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile bank app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
3D print it. Earn your certificate at USU Blanding. Explore engineering, drafting, and design technology with experienced instructors and state-of-the-art 3D printing machines. Transform your creativity into tangible objects and shape the future of the industry. Take advantage of hands-on learning and industry-leading technology. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to jumpstart your new career today.
Enroll now. Classes start January 6th.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, January 5th, 2024, 9:17 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Well, Bill, I know you got a story that you did after visiting the Dugout Ranch here in San Juan County. Tell us about that.
Yeah, as you may know, the Dugout Ranch is one of the most beautiful places on earth. The setting for City Slickers 2, the world's greatest example of a Western ranch. It's just beautiful. But yeah, they have a Canyonlands Research Center there. The ranch is owned by the Nature Conservancy, and they've got a research center that's doing some cutting-edge research on arid land agriculture. And preliminary results of one of their research projects shows that a rare breed of heritage cattle from Spain via Mexico may have less impact on arid rangelands than the traditional Angus breeds that are common in the western United States. The ranch has a small herd of approximately 40 Criollo cattle that are helping researchers understand what the impact would be if they were used in large numbers throughout the West. They have GPS collars, physical observations, and other data collection, including analyzing dung to see what they're eating, just to see how these cattle are doing on this rangeland on their Dugout Ranch. They find out that they're more heat tolerant than the Angus breeds. They'll travel farther for water, and are more likely to graze on shrubs and bushes than on grasses. Of course, everyone prefers grass if you're a cow, but they're also willing to eat shrubs and bushes. And as climate changes, that's one of the predictions, is there'll be less grass and more shrubbery. So they're looking at this breed of cattle from Spain. In fact, the first cattle came to the New World on the second voyage of Columbus. Hmm. And these are descended from those cattle. There was a group that ended up in an isolated canyon in Mexico, a Copper Canyon area. And they developed these drought-tolerant factors over hundreds of years in this isolated area. Anyway, so it's kind of interesting. There's about 400 of them in the United States, and 40 of them, or one-tenth, are at the Dugout Ranch. There's also studies going on in South Dakota and New Mexico and Texas of these cattle. So, I don't know. It's pretty fascinating. The Dugout Ranch is an ideal place to study the Criollo cattle. A researcher said the region is experiencing warming with an increase in the intensity and length of drought. Indications are that this will continue and grow. If so, it'll be a problem for ranchers to feed animals and maintain rangelands. And so they're taking a look at it. Pretty fascinating stuff. Another from the U.S. Geological Survey, Mike Dunaway said this research is important because the Colorado Plateau is a hot spot for climate change. The Guardian newspaper in the U.K. Recently listed Grand County, Utah, as the second fastest warming county in the United States. So anyway, pretty fascinating stuff. Other research that's taking place as a part of this Canyonlands Research Center is a look at the full supply chain for beef. So it's not just, you know, your rangeland and your cows, but how would they process that? How would they feed them out? What would the impacts be? And probably most importantly, are consumers willing to eat this meat? Does it taste differently?
Yeah, is it good?
Yeah. So anyway, pretty fascinating stuff there. Canyonlands Research Center is at the Dugout. It's entirely within Bears Ears National Monument. This is a massive ranch, 350,000 acres of grazing permits. And so it goes from highlands to lowlands. And it's pretty fascinating stuff. There's seven partnering organizations in this research center: Utah State, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Geologic Survey, of course, the federal land agencies, National Park Service, BLM, Forest Service, the Utah Division of Natural Resources, and the Nature Conservancy. They're also doing some other research on cryptobiotic soils, you know, these biocrusts. They have an interesting research project that they've created these 2x2 meter plots, and they have warming lamps, and they warm it just 2 degrees higher than what the surrounding temperature is, and seeing what the impact on the biocrusts are. And of course, there's an impact, and I don't know, all sorts of interesting stuff. And this precision ranching technology is really interesting in this area, where it's awfully difficult to build a fence when you're on incredible canyons. And so they're looking at virtual fencing, drones, cameras, all sorts of things to monitor animals when fences may not work as well as they do in the Midwest.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, and that's, you know, similar. That's already being done in the Red Rock country too, as far as, you know, the Ivins brothers, Sean and Tyler, were recognized as operators, as ranchers of the year, because their use of that virtual fencing, you know, along with a couple of groups in LaSalle, Justice and Lowry Red, and Louis Trevizio's operations there in LaSalle. So yeah, it's interesting seeing this new technology incorporated. I know we've got a family member who's got some cattle up in, I think it's in Montana, isn't it? And they used a drone to go and survey them. And anyway, it's just kind of an interesting use of new technology with this Western way of life. Very, very interesting.
When I was in elementary school, Johnny Bailey taught me a song. Oh, give me land, lots of land under sunny skies above. Don't fence me in. So
there you
go. Not using fences. It'll be interesting to see how that develops.
Yeah.
Maybe they try shock collars. I guess that's probably not good.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what those virtual fences are a little bit of shock collars, but
make it a bit uncomfortable to be on this side of an imaginary line.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of how that works, you know, but you know, their animals can learn pretty quick from those. So, although again, those are, maybe that use is not always popular with some folks, but pretty interesting.
It was popular with the cattle owners, and I imagine the cattle would prefer to have some elbow room. You don't have to live in square boxes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, very interesting.
But cows don't have elbows.
No. What do they have? I don't know. We're going to need an expert on that.
If there's any cattle elbow experts out there, give us a call.
Yep. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Here on Red Rock 92.7. Taking a look at some different news in the area. Macon School Board discussed affordable teacher housing and board conference, according to Bailey Duran, a special to the Cortez Journal. Mancos School District Board discussed on Monday teacher pay, affordable housing, and the Colorado Association of School Boards conference at their December meeting. At the beginning of the meeting, board briefly discussed the superintendent evaluation rubric before expressing the need to increase teacher pay. You can read more about that in full at the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Again, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yes, there'll be funeral services today beginning at 1 p.m. for Jeffrey Fowles, age 60, of Blanding. That'll be held at the Blanding South Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Again, services at 1, visitation from 11 to 12:30 at the chapel. Services for Edith Muir Beeson, age 88, of Moab, begin at 1 p.m. on Saturday at the Grand Valley Cemetery. Also tomorrow are funeral services for Aaron Oliver of Blanding. They begin at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Arts and Events Center in Blanding. She passed away on December 20th at the age of 46. Funeral services for Alan James Hunt begin at 1 p.m. tomorrow at the Blanding LDS Stake Center. Visitation from 11 to 12:30. Hunt died on December 30th at the age of 77. Funeral services for Michael Epperson, age 83, of Moab, begin at noon on Saturday, January 13th, so that's next Saturday, at the Moab Stake Center of the LDS Church. And there'll be a memorial service for Catherine Ann Evans of Cortez on January 20th at the LDS Church in Cortez. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. And again, our condolences to those in mourning at this time. Once again, sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one, too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Now is the best time to buy a new vehicle from Performance Ford of Moab during our end-of-year sales event. We have deals on every vehicle, from Mavericks to Super Duties, and thousands off F-150s. Don't let your money go to Uncle Sam. Buy new and get a business write-off. We offer a variety of financing options and rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s, 0.9% on Expeditions, and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Performance Ford of Moab, doing deals like never before. It's that easy.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, January 5th, 2024, 9:31 a.m. on this January 5th.
And Black or White by Michael Jackson was the number one song in the land on this day in 1992, 32 years ago. It was the first single from Jackson's eighth album, Dangerous. It ascended to number one in just 3 weeks. It was the fastest chart topper since The Beatles' Get Back. Anyway, so number one, 32 years ago. Also on this day in history, in 1914, Henry Ford raised the wages for workers at his Model T factories. It went from $2.40 to $5 a day, so more than doubled. the automation of Henry Ford. On this day in 1933, construction began on the Golden Gate Bridge. And on this day in 1973, so 51 years ago today, Bruce Springsteen, a new musical artist out of New Jersey, released his first album, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey. Anyway, that's kind of interesting. Today is 12th night. It's celebrated every 12 days after Christmas. It marks the coming of Epiphany. William Shakespeare, of course, wrote a play of the same name as Twelfth Night to close the Christmas season. Some traditions say Christmas decorations should be taken down on the 12th night to avoid bad luck. But that tradition says if you forget today, it's recommended to keep them off until Candlemas on February 2nd, or just wait until the next 12th night. So I think a lot of our friends and neighbors who leave Christmas lights up year-round, they're just following religious tradition.
Yeah, that's right.
They miss today, and so, okay, you got to swing around all the way to the next season.
Well, there's one on February 2nd, right?
Yeah. But
so you can...
When's if you don't Groundhog get... Day? That's about then. So, man, February 2nd's a big day. I guess, anyway, whatever. 12th night today. Birthdays today, Zebulon Pike was born today in 1779. He died at the age of 34 in 1813, so he didn't live a long life. He was an explorer, army officer, was detained by the Spanish when they found him snooping around in their territory. Pike's Peak is named after Zebulon Pike.
Hmm.
Football player Mercury Morris is 77. Mercury Morris is a kid. Boy, he captured my attention. He was a receiver for the Miami Dolphins, and he was the fastest guy around. What a cool first name, too.
That's a good one.
Mercury Morris. That's a great name for an athlete. Actor Bradley Cooper is 48 years old today. He had a pretty good run in 2012, 2013, and 2014. 3 years in a row, he was nominated for Best Acting Awards. Silver Linings Playbook, American Hustle, American Sniper. He was a pretty big deal. Right now, he's currently starring, and he directed Maestro, that I tried to watch over the Christmas holiday and couldn't quite make it all the way through.
But, man.
Intriguing history of Bernstein, the musical conductor.
Hmm.
Birthday today for actress Diane Keaton, and Robert Duvall is 93 years old. One of my favorite actors. He could play just about anything. He played such a wide, diverse range of characters. Robert Duvall, 93. Local birthdays today for Cloyd Perkins, Ron Sorrell, Vanessa Young, and Kylie Tracy Redd. Weekend birthdays coming up tomorrow for Jim Eberlein, Soren Welch, Michael DeRozier, and on Sunday for Wendy Crane and Ty Hostler. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. And happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a great birthday and birthday weekend. Always fun when you can make a whole weekend of it. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time physicians with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a few open positions, including heavy equipment operators, mechanics, a senior mine engineer, and a chief mine engineer. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, and a part-time radiology department secretary slash scheduler. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a health educator in the Public Health Department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include a Children's Justice Center director and a sheriff's deputy, in addition to a part-time community marketing coordinator and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
It's the after Christmas sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the great deals on all kinds of items as we sell the old to make room for the new. Save big on home linens with our January white sale. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you bring in the new year with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Start off 2024 right at the Walker Drug After Christmas Sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next to Walker's True Value.
Kick off the start of the year with us at Ute Mountain Casino. Spin your way into January with a Winter Wonder Wheel every Saturday at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. Lucky winners will be drawn to spin the wheel for a chance to walk away with up to $2,000 in cold, hard cash. Fuel up Fridays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. One drawn winner will win a $200 gas card. Fuel up your adventures and experience the joy of winning at Ute Mountain Casino.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, January 5th, 2024, 9:43 a.m. Glad you've joined us. Let's take a look at the local sports report. Bill Boyle was on the air last night calling that game between Monticello and Green River. Tell us about the game, Bill.
Man, what a wild game. Region 19, the opening contest of 2024. The Green River Pirates defeated the Monticello Buckaroos 55-52 in... I don't know, barn burners, it just rolls off the tongue, but I don't know whether there was a barn there, but it was on fire by the end of the game. A really wild ending. Buckaroos had a two-point lead with 40 seconds remaining, a scramble series, a timeout call, a technical, a three-pointer. All of a sudden, Green River came roaring back and came away with the three-point win. The Pirates were led by Raul Mendoza with 19 points and Luis Hernandez added 12. Rolando Anguiano hit 10 and none bigger than a three-point shot with about 25 seconds later left from the corner. The Buckaroos were led by Curtis Bunker with 14. Jackson Kies had 9. Mason Atwood and Traken Lee each had 6, and Caden Pearson had 7. So, man, just the Buckaroos have had two heartbreaker losses in their last three games, and double overtime loss to Dove Creek. And then last night, boy, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. But it was 31 minutes and 20 seconds of really excellent basketball. It was lots of fun.
Yeah.
Continues today. The San Juan Broncos are on the road. They're going to Salina, where they'll play the North Sevier Wolves tonight at 7 o'clock, and it'll be broadcast here on Red Rock 92. You can watch a live stream on streamutah.live. High school hoops continues. And then on Saturday at 2 o'clock, we'll broadcast the game between the Broncos and the Gunnison Bulldogs. Rhett Sifford on the call. He's back from vacation and ready to roll.
Yeah, excited for him to get those calls in. Well, it's, you know, mentioned that North Sevier and Gunnison Valley. Grand County is also traveling. They're doing the same thing in reverse. They're playing Gunnison tonight. They'll play North Sevier tomorrow. So they'll do a little flip-flop there. So that'll be nice. So
yeah, some good action. Very interesting. The Broncos are in a different region this year with a new realignment and cut their travel a little bit. Still an awful long ways to go to Salina and Gunnison for a region game, but it's a whole lot closer than Kanab and Enterprise and Parowan that they just got out of that region. So
yeah,
good luck to the Broncos and the Red Devils, and the Buckaroos will be back in region play next Wednesday, I think, is their... Or is it Tuesday? They play Whitehorse next week.
Yeah,
should be
Tuesday.
An awesome
yep,
game.
Yep. Yeah, doubleheader, boys and girls. That'll be fun. In Montezuma Creek, we'll be broadcasting that as well. Well, I'll tell you the game of the week that I'm looking forward to. And unfortunately, can't make the trip out to Wendover. I'm not allowed to go to Wendover anymore. No, the Monument Valley girls basketball team, number one team in 1A, they're traveling to the number two team in 1A, the Wendover Wildcats. So that should be a good game. That's
wonder what the odds are in Wendover on that game.
Yeah, I'd take the over. I'd take the over. That's for sure.
You know, it's interesting. This home court advantage that people talk about, that you work and work and work and try to influence a number of factors to give your team an advantage in their home court. And I think Wendover probably has an advantage, particularly since that's got to be one of the farthest distances you can drive
for Monument
and still
Valley.
Be in Utah, from Monument Valley to Wendover.
Yeah, they're both right on the border there
of
Arizona and in northern Nevada. So, yeah, that's quite a distance. So, should be fun. Also in action tonight, the Whitehorse Raiders boys and girls team both going to Pinnacle, taking on the Panthers in that opening game of the region play for Whitehorse. So
it's 496.8 miles from Monument Valley to Wendover. So if they cross the border and go to a place to get a all-you-can-eat buffet before or after the game, that'll be a 500-mile trip one way.
Wow. Well, I think they should after the game. I think that's well deserved, all that mileage. Although I don't know if they'll have time. They'll be playing St. Joseph in Ogden on Saturday, so I don't know what they're going to do. But, yeah, good luck to all our local teams in action, wrestling action as well. I know that Dolores is hosting a quad meet today with Dolores, Ignacio, Montezuma Cortez, and Monticello, all at that. And then also there's the 2A duels, so Grand County and San Juan will be at those dual tournament in Richfield this weekend. So, yeah, lots of action. You know, we were so busy right before the Christmas break, and now we're picking right back up.
Yeah.
And starts tonight with Rhett Sifford on the call for the San Juan Broncos, so it should be fun. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. Man, what an ender last night. The Denver Nuggets tied with the Golden State Warriors, 127-127. Steph Curry gets a good look right at the three-point line, and then Nikola Jokic puts up a shot just beyond half court. Which one do you think went in for the win?
Well, if for the win...
For the win.
So Curry's was within the 2 point, and then Jokic's.
His shot went up and didn't go in. I mean, if you told me those were the last two shots of the game,
yeah.
You know, and one team won by 3 points, I would have guessed that Curry made his shot and Jokic missed his. But
man,
it's the other
never
way around.
Bet against Nikola Jokic.
Yeah,
that guy can probably, the only thing more precise in his half court shot is his half court pass to a wide open person. But
yep.
No, so Jokic hit it, huh?
Yep, banked it in. Apparently he's only missed 4 shots in the last 5 games that he's played. 4 missed field goals in 5 games.
Including a half court buzzer beater to win a game.
Yep. Yeah. And Steph Curry did not look happy. Ain't no fun when Rabbit's got the gun. But Denver got the win.
Good. Ain't no fun when the Rabbit's got the gun.
Yeah, it's not an original. I can't remember where I've heard it. But, Steph Curry did not like being on the other side of that. In action tonight, the Utah Jazz are in Boston taking on the Celtics at 5. Denver's hosting Orlando at 7. Phoenix hosting Miami at 7. Looking at the weekend, Saturday, the Jazz are in Philadelphia taking on the 76ers, 5:30 p.m., and then Sunday, Denver hosts Detroit and Phoenix hosts Memphis. So that's a look at that. And then it's the last weekend for professional football for our regional teams, as both the Broncos and the Cardinals will not make the playoffs, but they'll get one more game, one more chance to cheer on those teams. Arizona's hosting Seattle at 2:30. They can play a little bit of a spoiler. I know Seattle's got a chance to make the playoffs, so they can try and beat them there. And then Denver's on the road. They're taking on the Raiders at 2:30 on Sunday.
Boy, both teams had flashes of great success this season, but weren't enough to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about Russell Wilson. I know he's a favorite player of yours from way back. What do you think of the Bronco decision to sit him?
I think that their head coach was thinking of doing that for a long time. And then he's, oh crap, we keep winning. I can't bench him now, you know. So I think Sean Payton and Russell Wilson didn't
we're
vibe
destined
and
to part ways at some point.
Yeah,
time.
I think so. So it'll be interesting to see where Russell Wilson gets another shot if he does. But some, like you say, some good flashes from both those teams throughout the year. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92, and that'll do it for this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow, or on Monday, rather. Until then, have a great weekend.